on May 1st, 1994, at the subject's home in Santa Monica, California. The interviewer is Amy Winter. Okay, so let's see. Now we'd go and start with your family background.
Right. I was born in Venezuela in 1920, mm-hmm. and we came to the States in the 30s, early 30s.
Uh-huh.
And I.
What did your father and mother do?
My father and mother, there were three sisters. My mother was one of the sisters, and my father remained in Venezuela, which at that time was a difficult thing to do for a woman. And these three sisters took off and decided to live in New York.
Uh-huh.
And we came along, of course. I came later. I stayed with my aunts in Caracas. But my mother and my oldest sister came first to New York.
Right to the city.
Right to the city. Uh-huh. These three extraordinary women made their own life there. And
What did they do?
Well, my mother did sewing.
Mm-hmm.
She was a seamstress.
Uh-huh.
She always loved clothes.
Uh-huh.
And she made her way.
That's where you got your interest.
But I never did any sewing
until
I had my first son, until I had Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided that I would try it, you
uh-huh.
see.
Uh-huh.
And I did. And
it
worked.
Took to it like water.
And I loved it, of course.
Yeah.
I love fabric. So
yes.
It's the only way to use beautiful fabric.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I married very young. I married Daniel Del Solar, who was a Time magazine editor, mm-hmm. worked for the Associated Press, and I met him during a summer. I volunteered to work for the Spanish newspaper in New York called La Prensa.
Uh-huh.
And
how old were you?
Oh, I was 15, 16, something
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
this, you know.
And you said you'd been educated in the States.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this man, I think, fell in love with me
mm-hmm.
and pursued me, and I was intrigued. He was much older, twice my age, three times my age.
Huh.
And an intellectual and a very extraordinary spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So
you married.
So we married.
Year
I was
or so
not.
Later.
I was 18
mm-hmm.
when we married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked by Trujillo, who was the dictator of Santo Domingo, came to New York, met Daniel because he was part of the newspaper group, and invited him to help start a newspaper in Santo Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
So we married and went to Santo Domingo.
And
that
Santo
was a
Domingo
great...
Santo Domingo is the island of Santo
the
Domingo?
Island, no, the yes,
yes.
The capital. And it was at the time...
Is that on the other side of Haiti?
That's right.
Yes.
It's the other side of Haiti.
Right.
At that time, the Spanish War, all the refugees were coming from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
The and there were these most extraordinary people, painters and writers and journalists, and they were all arriving in Latin America, in Santo Domingo.
In
they
the
were
new world.
In the New World. And Daniel... bought the presses, started the paper,
mm.
and he had...
What paper was it? Do you remember the
I
name?
I don't remember the name of this paper,
yeah.
but he was able to... The first editor had been one of the top journalists in Madrid. And so he had very fine people on the paper right off.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a misunderstanding because Trujillo was